Petting our dog is a very wonderful thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Petting our dog is a most wonderful thing. We reach down to pet our dog. And when we reach down to pet our dog, we are becoming more peaceful. We are becoming more relaxed. We are becoming at ease. When we reach down to pet our dog, there's a certain activity going on in our brain, an activity going on in our body, our emotions. Everything seems to be going into a rest mode. It goes into a peaceful mode. If you're ever uptight, if you're ever worried or ever anxious about anything, if you can pet your pet, or anybody else's pet if they let you, if you can pet your pet, there seems to be a certain activity going on there, a symbiosis that's going on that sets everything into perfect, harmonious, right order. There's a relaxation idea, letting out a deep breath, a feeling that all is right with the world. When you can snuggle up to your dog and just sort of caress him and wrap your arms around his neck and say, "You're wonderful." What you're doing is you're saying, "I am wonderful, and this is the most wonderful thing that we could do." So often, we allow ourselves to get uptight. We allow ourselves to get emotionally distressed for who knows what reasons. All of them certainly unimportant. You see, well, you got to get emotion. You got to get filled with vibrations and stuff like that. You know, you've got to know. You've got to be on top of it. You got to be anxious about it. No, you don't. Whenever you're anxious, you're out of balance. Whenever your emotions are jumping at you, you're out of balance. And when you're out of balance, nothing seems to work right at all. Nothing seems to go right at all. And the reason that nothing seems to go right at all is that we are not feeling harmonious with ourselves. To be in balance with the world, we have to first be in balance with ourselves. To be in balance with our job, with our family, our relationships, we have to first be in balance with ourselves. Now, the question we ask ourselves is, am I in balance with myself? Well, we can always get a good clue to how balanced we are by when we wonder if we're balanced. If we'll just take a hold of our pet and snuggle them and hold them close and coo nothingness into their ear and tell them how wonderful they are, and pet them and love them, and don't forgive them for all of their nonsense. Forgive yourself for needing to forgive them for all their nonsense. And when you do that, you just feel so much better. You feel so much more wonderful. You feel so much more peaceful. And all the world seems to be in harmony. All the world is in right order. What a great way to go. What a great way to go. This is something that every person in the universe can do. This is something that every person in the world can do for themselves. It's so simple. It's so simple. You know, we look at children oftentimes who are having novel pets. They have a snake for a pet. They have a turtle for a pet. They have a hamster for a pet. They have a frog for a pet. They have all sorts of things for a pet. And we think to ourselves, how could you ever love something like that? Well, have you ever tried to be a child? Have you ever tried to be a little child and see how it is to love something like that? Well, when you are a little child, you stretch the boundaries, you reach over the boundaries that adults have the boundaries of a snake is a snake, and a frog is a frog, and an ugly is an ugly. For them, for our children, there are no such things as uglies, only when we teach them that there are things that are ugly. For children, everything is in divine order. For children, everything is beautiful. For children, there's no forgiving. There's just no remembering. They live in the now. What a glorious way to live. What a wonderful way for us to learn how to live in the now. To live in the joyousness of the now, and in the happiness of the now, and in the wonder of the now. Oh, it is a great thing for sure. And are you ready to live in that happiness of the now? Are you ready to live in that joyousness of the now? Are you ready for that? Well, I know I am. And I know that as I am ready to live in the happiness of the happiness of the now is always there, shining forth for me, and doing everything that I would like to have it do. And it is so wonderful, it is so grand, it is so beautiful, that it makes me feel everything is in divine order. But when I can take a pet, and I can hug a pet and snuggle a pet, and say to a pet, I love you, and tell this pet that it's the most wonderful little guy in the world, whatever it may be, then I can become like a little child. And becoming like a little child, I enter into that state of consciousness, that state of wonderment, of magic. And it is really something so fantastic, so beautiful, that it makes my whole life just jump up and down for joy. And when it jumps up and down for joy, I feel happy all the time. This is my way of doing things, and it works very well for me. I think it works well for a lot of other people too. Because when you realize the amount of money that's spent on pets in the world, the amount of love that's spent on pets in the world, the amount of time that's spent on pets in the world, it is just really super fantastic. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, are you ready to get out and get with your pet? Are you ready to enjoy your pet? Are you ready to let your pet ease away the anxiety, the tensions, and the unhappiness in your life? Not that the pet takes it on itself. Don't ever get that idea. All it does is say, hey, here's another way to look at something. Put a smile on your face, put a wag in your tail, and be happy with yourself. And when you are, oh my goodness sakes, how everything works out in perfect harmony, in perfect right action, in perfect peace. How wonderful it is. Join me in this wonder, in this magic, in this beauty of what it is, because it is something very special. And it's something that may turn your life around like it does mine. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.